I would like to bring out onto the stage America's favorite ex-nun, skateboard riding, houseboat dwelling, nurturing, sweet, adorable, thoughtful, thought-provoking, anti-racist comic, Miss Kelly Dunham.
I didn't know this was a total stereotype when I got the dolphin tattoo. I wasn't even out yet, so it's not my fault. It's totally humiliating. So last time I performed here was for something called V-Love. Anyone go? No, nobody went. That's why it was only one time. But the idea was, is that it was a new vagina monologues, which to me implies only one person on stage, right? But it was organized by theater people, right? So every time I went to rehearsal, it was something different. Like, they'd be like, okay, Kelly, now for the Mission Impossible scene. I'm like, there's a Mission Impossible scene in the vagina monologues? And then I could tell they were worried about telling me about this. But they're like, okay, so the grand finale and the kick line. So not only was there a kick line, I found out later they wanted me to be involved. Right. And all I've got to say about that is every time an awkward butch is involved in a kick line, a drag queen gets her wings. I looked like I still had my backpack on while I was doing it, you know. So I also learned something from, because comics and actors, we're not the same. I mean, people think we're the same, but we're not the same. I learned something from them. Okay. And this is something that I think can be real in real life, used in real life. When they didn't, like, know, like, they had forgotten what they were supposed to say next, they'd say, what? Line. It's like, oh my God, I need that in real life, right? There's so many situations where you don't have any idea, you know? Like when somebody breaks up with someone they should have broken up with long ago, and then, or they're telling you the story like they did break up, and then you're like, wow, thank God for that. And then they're like, no, we didn't break up, we didn't. And I'm like, line.